This is Earth on the Air, an environmental news radio program with Janice Kane.
In this week's environmental news, Brazil announced that it would now accept international funds to protect the Amazon rainforests. Until now, the government has refused outside assistance. The announcement came in response to increasing international pressure to accept proposals such as the one put forth by Senator Lloyd Benson this week. Benson asked the Treasury Department to investigate the possibility of exchanging Latin American debts for environmental projects. Congress will assess this plan later in the year. Elsewhere, cleanup on a January 25th spill in the Antarctic began. Scientists expect that the ecological repercussions of the spill will extend into the next century, since Antarctic conditions could slow the oil's decomposition and fuel oil, not crude oil, was spilled. On the local level, the King County Council unanimously adopted legislation which would rezone about 3,000 acres along the Green and Sammamish Rivers for farm use and create more than 1,000 square miles of forest zones in eastern King County. In this age of the personal automobile, we all make small contributions to worldwide atmospheric damage as we clog roads during rush hour. The federal government now requires practically all cars to burn unleaded gasoline and to be equipped with catalytic converters. While catalytic converters do not directly address the causes of the greenhouse effect, they can curb air quality problems in many other ways. Catalytic converters, which require the unleaded fuels, can reduce fuel economy and horsepower, so many people disconnect theirs. Or, sometimes, many people resent paying higher prices for unleaded fuels and thus have modified their cars to accept regular gasoline. So are these laws really worth the effort? In Washington State, the Department of Ecology is responsible for seeing that federal air quality standards are met. In recent years, parts of Washington have consistently fallen below federal carbon monoxide standards. In fact, recent data shows Seattle to have the ninth poorest air quality in the nation, and Spokane to have the third poorest. In King County, the Department of Ecology has set up a vehicle inspection and maintenance program. Bruce Estes is a vehicle emissions specialist with the program. We asked him what role catalytic converters have played in air pollution reduction here in Seattle.
Catalytic converters do remove carbon monoxide, hydrocarbons, and oxides and nitrogen from the air through a chemical process in the converter. Cars pre-75 without them is when some of the higher readings in Seattle and Spokane were experienced, and since then the readings have declined somewhat, and with the emission testing program they've gone down more because there's more people being brought into compliance with adjusting their carburetors properly.
We also asked him whether there have been any problems with compliance, and would our air be considerably better if almost no cars had illegal, inoperative, or disconnected devices?
Definitely. The set of projections is the older cars are phased out and the newer computer-controlled cars are phased in with what they call a three-way catalyst. The air should improve significantly, but in the same tone, you've got twice as many cars and more cars added every year, so it's still, we're holding our own. That's basically what it boils down to.
Some converters emit a sulfur-like odor. We asked Mr. Estes if the odor comes from gases that can hurt the atmosphere, and if some converters are doing more harm than good as a result.
That's true. Some of them will. The sulfur dioxide smell comes from a catalytic converter that's not receiving enough air. It's a misconception with a lot of people. They'll remove the converters because they think the converter's bad. When all reality is either the air injection system or the carburetor itself on the car that's causing the problem.
And what about unleaded gasoline? Has its use helped air quality?
It has. It's removed. The last survey I had was like 500 tons of lead per year in the state of Washington out of the atmosphere that bothers young children and elderly adults.
Catalytic converters are trouble-free devices with unlimited lifespans if they are well cared for. This simply means using only unleaded gasoline and preventing unburned fuel from entering the exhaust stream by keeping the engine properly tuned. Many respected scientists believe that the only long-term solution for saving our atmosphere is to drastically reduce our use of fossil fuels. Good ways to do your part include using public transportation whenever possible and pushing for regional public transportation systems. Even if your car has no pollution controls and burns regular gasoline, keep the engine well tuned and ask your mechanic about using unleaded fuel.
Earth on- on the Air is produced by volunteers who are concerned about the environment. If you have questions, suggestions, concerns, or would like to volunteer, please send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Earth on the Air in care of KCMU, Seattle, Washington, 98195.